He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Through the sacrament of holy baptism, we have been raised with Christ to new life.
We have been given the new birth of water and of the Spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you show those in error the light of your truth, so that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession, and follow all such things as are pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter is from Isaiah chapter 40. To whom then will you compare me that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these things. He who brings out his host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might. And because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. How do you know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Peter, chapter 2. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see you your good deeds and glorify God on the day of his visitation. Be subject to the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent him, to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to do good and to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing, when mindful of God, one endures sorrow while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
St. John, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "A little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father." So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves? What I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." This is the gospel of the Lord.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And yet the disciples don't understand. Where is Jesus going? Why is he leaving us? How are we going to manage? What are we going to do when he's gone? It's understandable their lack of understanding. We ask the same things. Why me, Lord? That's a question even we Christians who should know better ask from time to time, especially when suffering and pain come our way. Essentially, what we really end up asking him is what he asked Peter on the shore over broiled fish. Do you love me? Why me, Lord? Don't you love me? If so, then why have you let this tragedy come into my life? Why have you allowed me to be afflicted with this disease? Don't you love me? Why have you taken my loved one away from me? Why have you permitted me to be so lonely and sad? Don't you love me? Why did those test results come back positive? Why haven't you kept my children from wandering from the faith? Why do I struggle so much with my own sinful flesh and its passions? Why didn't I get that job? Why must I struggle to make ends meet? Why me, Lord? Don't you love me? And our questions aren't limited to ourselves. But we ask the same questions as we look beyond ourselves to the tragedies that befall others in this dead and dying world. Why us, Lord? Don't you love us? Then why are you allowing Christian brothers and sisters in other parts of the world to face such evil, being ruthlessly persecuted and slain for having faith in you? Why do you permit natural catastrophes to take so many seemingly innocent lives? Why the earthquakes and volcanoes and tornadoes and hurricanes and tsunamis? Why did you allow that fire to destroy all that that nice family had? Why do we hear about so much evil every day in the news? Murders and wars and all kinds of unspeakable tragedies inflicted upon so many. Why must we be viewed with such ridicule and scorn for believing what you have taught us? Why must we be hated so vigorously for standing on the side of life and family? Why are the freedoms we were promised in our own country being taken away from us? Why must greed and corruption and a society bent on evil win the day? Why us, Lord? Don't you love us? Yes, he says, you know that I love you. This is why, for a little while, you will not see me, and again a little while, you will see me. For I must go to my Father. I must lay down my life and take it up again. It's why I came, so that you may have life and have it abundantly. That is why I must go to the cross and endure all the pain, all the suffering, all the wrath and punishment you and all other sinners deserve for your sins. That is why I must rest 3 days in the tomb and rise again to life, showing that those sins have indeed been paid for. That is why I must go. It's why I came in the first place. For only in going for a little while will you see me as you were always meant to see me, face to face, without fear, in joy. Beloved, our Lord goes to conquer sin and take it away from you. He goes to overcome death and give you life. He goes to ascend to his Father that you will follow him out of death, out of the grave, into eternal life in his kingdom. That's the goal. That's the end game. He doesn't go to win our salvation on the cross so that all our suffering and pain in this life, in this world, would be removed. He never, not a single time, does he promise anything like that. On the contrary, he is pretty upfront about what you will endure in this world, which is opposed to him. You will be hated for his sake. You will weep and lament. You will bear your own crosses of suffering and pain in this world, and they will come in many shapes and sizes. In this world, you will have trials and tribulations which are brought upon you by the sinful world and the sinners in it, as well as by your own sinful flesh. But take heart, he says. I have overcome this world, and I have established my eternal kingdom, which is not of this world. That is what our Lord is getting at when he says, in a little while you will not see me, and again in a little while you will see me. I tell you the truth, you will have sorrow and lament, but your sorrow will turn into joy. Dear friends, our life in Christ is not a continual, unbroken joy. That is the danger of pop American Christianity, which is solely focused on how to make your lives in this world better and more full of joy. Promising you blessings of health, wealth, and prosperity, if you go along with the program, of course. It's a sham. It's a lie, a false bill of goods. For we are not meant for this world. We are sojourners and exiles in this world, and while we experience little glimpses of joy as we wend our way through the wilderness of this sinful world, such as when a child is born, the only true joy we ever really have in this world is the sure and certain promise of our Lord that He is graciously present among us. But even that joy is often drowned out by the sorrows we face in this world, which often cause us to question or even doubt His gracious presence among us. What impedes our ability to see Christ and His gracious presence? Sin. Our own and that which we endure at the hands of others. How could we not doubt it? How could we look at the suffering of Christians throughout the world and not question God's gracious presence? How could we not witness illness and disease, plague and disaster without a twinge of uncertainty? How could we not see our own failings, the things that we pray God to remove from us, the lusts of the flesh, the thorns in our side, and not be led to ask, "Why us, Lord? Don't you love us?" That is why our Lord doesn't simply say, "You will see me again," but He goes on to promise at the end of that passage, "I will see you again. And if He sees us, we surely shall see Him. He will ensure that it happens. He will come into our midst, make Himself known, take away our sins, our doubts, and renew His promise never to forsake us. He will surely do it. For He never goes back on His promises, and He does all things well. In fact, He has done it, and He is doing it right now. He sees you today. He is present here in His holy house with His grace and mercy, with forgiveness and life. He has the words of eternal life. His word bestows the life-giving Holy Spirit. He comes into our midst with His living and risen body and blood, not just to take away our sin, but to give us the life He now lives at the Father's right hand. He sees you. And if He sees you, you are seeing Him, even if it remains hidden to your eyes of flesh. Our Lord is graciously present among us. Does this now take away all sorrow and lament? No. And may it never be so. For we do not pray that we would be comfortable with our fallenness and the fallenness of this world. We do not pray that all fleeing, all feeling, all sin and poverty and everything else we languish in this world would be taken away, but rather that it would be that we would be brought in to the world to come. That's what we confess each and every week, that we look for the life of the world to come. We do not pray that we would no longer mourn for those loved and lost, that we would not care or have concern for those who suffer, that we would not be troubled by our own failings, but rather that it would create in us a yearning for Him to take us from all of this sorrow and lamenting to Himself in heaven. More than that, we pray with the church of all time, "Come, Lord Jesus." We pray that the trumpets would blare and set, and our Lord would come upon the clouds to usher in that world to come, the new heavens and new earth, His kingdom which has no end, where there will be no more sorrow and lamenting, no more pain and suffering, no more sin and death and mourning, but only eternal life. The way we were meant to live, full of bliss, comfort, peace. and joy. Until then, we live in the little while of this creation, enduring what we must, full of doubts and fears and sins that assail us from within and from without, clinging through it all to our Lord's gracious promise that he has not forsaken us, but is with us even to the end of the little while of this age. We come here to this sanctuary, this safe haven from the world, where our Lord heals our wounds, binds us up, comforts us with his word, and feeds us with the very body and blood he gave and shed for us on the cross, that we would be strengthened to endure all the assaults that will inevitably come our way, even the assaults of our own sinful doubting in our day of trouble. For our Lord does love us. He is our rest. He is our joy. He is our comfort and our life and our peace. He knows what we face in this world, and he knows our own failings and sins. And yet, he still comes among us to bestow his mercy and grace and show forth his love for us. Thus do we joyfully exclaim, "Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of men." And he does all of this, for he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who raised Jesus from the dead, you bid us to ask for all things in Jesus' name, that we would receive from the fullness of your merciful goodness, and that our joy would be complete. We come before you now with our prayers and petitions, begging you to hear us and keep your promises. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, who raised Jesus from the dead, you have sent forth this good news to the ends of the earth. Bless the proclamation of your word by the pastors and missionaries whom you have called and sent. And bless also the sharing of your Easter gospel by all your people throughout the world, that many would hear and believe. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, who raised Jesus from the dead, guard and keep Matthew, our Synod President, David, our District President, Michael, our Circuit Visitor, Thomas, our Pastor, and all pastors in Christ, that they would be kept steadfast in your word and never falter in defending your people from all error and from the lies of the devil. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, who raised Jesus from the dead, you have entrusted parents with the care and instruction of children, that they would grow in the fear and knowledge of your wondrous works and promises. Visit the homes in which they dwell. Give them wisdom to guide the children and young people of your church through the dangers and deceits of this sinful world. Unburden their consciences when they fail. Grant them rejoicing as our children and young people make the bold confession of the faith. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, who raised Jesus from the dead, you have given us earthly rulers who are to punish those who do evil and praise those who do good. Guard and keep President Obama, Governor Snyder, and all the leaders of our land, that they would exercise their authority according to your will and in conformity with your righteous decrees, and where they have failed, bring them to repentance and conformity. Guard and keep those who serve in our armed forces, including Gabe Blair, Dustin Majewski, Christopher Schaub, and Justin Whitehorn. And send them faithful chaplains who would comfort them with the forgiveness of their sins in Christ. bring our nation to repentance. For those things that we celebrate that are contrary to your will, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, who raised Jesus from the dead, through this same Jesus, you have destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light. According to your will, give power to the faint and increase the strength of those who are sick, suffering, or afflicted in any way, especially those who have requested our prayers, including Bill Harmon, David Gursky, Marlene Miller, Ella Shaw, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Scott McCollum, Landon Culp, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd Duby, James Whiting, Kevin Culp, David Jerry Gerard, Sherry Shaw, Pastor Dan Chambers, Sally Messer, Chris Woodrow, Marion Solm, Cameron Snell, John Lemmerman, and Brandy Bradley. Comfort also those who mourn, especially the families of Betty Guder, Jack Standen, and Barb Crocker, whom you called home this past week, as well as the Bro family, who suffered the loss of their unborn child. Fill them all with the hope of the Easter triumph and Easter joy that you have revealed to us in Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, who raised Jesus from the dead, you now give to us this same light-living body and blood of your Son here at this holy altar. Grant that all who receive this life-giving food would do so in faith, knowing their need for forgiveness in Christ, and thus receiving it in this holy sacrament unto eternal life. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, who raised Jesus from the dead, we commend into your hands all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
The very body of Christ given for you. 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 The very blood of Christ. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptism all the days of your life. Amen. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
the very body of Christ given to you. Precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.